This radio show is completely funded by member subscriptions at patreon.com/Ron Keel. I personally do not take any of the revenue generated by the commercial advertising you hear during the program. I get my right to rock from the fans who subscribe to the premium content on my Patreon page. Exclusive audio, video, music, personal interaction, merch discounts, and lots more. Visit patreon.com/Ron Keel.
Access granted. Wow. It's cowboy time.
When I heard Ron Keel, I was like, whoa, no way. That can't be Keel. That can't be Ron Keel, the lead singer at Keel. You know, I was freaking out.
Because I want to be a cowboy, baby.
I am just a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Oh, man, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. I know exactly what time it is. It's Ron Keel time!
Good morning, you sexy devil.
The boy is bound to get dirty when he's playing cowboy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eddie Trunk, and you're listening to my old buddy, the rock and roll outlaw, Ron Keel.
Welcome to the Streets of Rock and Roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Hell yeah! Let's do this!
Ground control, Metal Cowboy, you're cleared for takeoff.
Your fearless frontman reporting for duty. Hope you're doing great, and Happy New Year, everyone. As we record this show, number 303, it is early January 2024. Of course, we'll probably rerun this episode somewhere down the road, but the party never ends here in Keel World. I'm going to keep this opening short because we've got a lot of music to get to, and not one, but two interviews. My special guest, Jack Blades from Night Ranger, joining me in segment number two. We're going to unpack their new release, 40 Years and a Night, with the Contemporary Youth Orchestra, one of our favorite bands and good friends. Love the Night Ranger guys. This live album is incredible. I'll also speak with the maestro, Christopher Morin, who conducted the orchestra behind Night Ranger, and find out what it was like to work with them on this project. You really should hear a track or two so you know what we're talking about. And no better place to start than with the opening song. You can still rock in America and all over the world on the Streets of Rock and Roll.
Thank you.
Streets of Rock and Roll, I'm Ron Keel, and since we're speaking with Jack Blades a little later in the program and featuring the new Night Ranger live album, 40 Years and a Night, with Contemporary Youth Orchestra, I thought it would be a treat to speak with the music director, the maestro conducting that orchestra, Christopher Morin. Hello, Christopher. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to visit with us.
Hello, and thanks for having me on the show. It's a real pleasure to be here and to talk about this project.
Well, huge respect and admiration for your work with these young musicians. First of all, tell us briefly what the Contemporary Youth Orchestra is all about.
The Contemporary Youth Orchestra is based in Cleveland, Ohio, and we're made up of students in grades 7 through 12. Students come to our organization from all corners of the Cleveland area, as far away as 45 minutes away. And our mission is to expose students to the music industry through the exploration of contemporary music. And we have a special emphasis on living composers. And our goal each season is to plan different performances for the students where they get to explore different styles of music, work with different kinds of musicians. And so this, when approached with the project for Night Ranger, we just thought it was a perfect fit.
So they came to you and it was their idea. How did that process unfold initially?
Yeah, we were initially approached by their tour manager, and Ed is a part of the Rapepi family here in town. The concert, it was the second memorial concert for his brother who had passed away tragically in a car accident. And so he had said, you know, we want to find an organization that would benefit from this concert, and we thought that it would be great to support CYO and then also for CYO to play on the concert. And that really got the wheels turning on the project and getting us to the next level.
And once you decide to move forward with something like that, obviously not just conducting, but actually composing the musical arrangements, that's got to be an intense process. Take us through that, if you will.
Yeah, I've been writing for people in the Cleveland area for a long time. So this was the first opportunity I had to work with a band as big as Night Ranger. And I've always been of the opinion that the role of the arranger is to heighten the songs, not to replace the songs. So I wasn't looking to create all new versions of Night Ranger songs that the fans love and have known for 40 years. So I really went into the process going, all right, how does Night Ranger perform these songs currently? And what can I do to enhance that experience for the fans?
This is Peter Summit of Crashing Wayward on the Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Keel.
brand new from The Fifth, a fresh mix of their single Starlight, available from RFK Media. If you're listening to the premiere of this show on KRFK Radio or on demand at patreon.com/Ron Keel, the music video for that's a must-see, and it premieres on January 5th on our YouTube channel. You can find that easily by going to rfkvideos.com. And if you're listening on one of our awesome affiliate stations, then it's already out there for everyone to see and enjoy. Before that, we heard the new single from Crashing Wayward, Stranger Days, one of my all-time favorite songs. That video is also now online at rfkvideos.com and crashingwayward.com. Just around the bend, we'll visit with Jack Blades from Night Ranger. Grab something and hold on.
Hey, this is Jack Blades of Night Ranger, and my buddy Ron Keel can talk the talk because he has walked the rock.
Well, don't tell me you love me!
The way you move, it ain't the way that you move me. Oh no, it ain't the way you shape, it ain't the way that you shape me. Oh no, I live 25 years, I'm a kid on the run, got a different direction. Don't tell me you love me, don't tell me you love me.
We're just having fun. Isn't fun the best thing to have? Don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me you love me.
Night Ranger, one of a dozen songs reimagined on their new live album, 40 Years and a Night, with Contemporary Youth Orchestra. Here to talk about that exciting project is our good friend Jack Blades. Hello, Jack. Welcome back to the Streets of Rock and Roll. Thanks for doing this.
What up, Ron? Man, good to talk to you. My old bro, what's happening? We're excited about seeing you soon.
You are happening. Congratulations on this very special live release. Night Ranger, backed by a symphony orchestra consisting of young musicians aged 12 to 18. How did this all come about?
Oh, man. It was I tell you, Ron, it was a dream come true for us. I mean, just thinking about, like, okay, we can, like, imagine Night Ranger music, all our great hit songs, all our big records with an 80-piece symphony orchestra. I mean, how killer is that? You know what I mean? I mean, horns and strings and flugelhorns. I don't even know what a flugelhorn is, but they were on it. So, I mean, it was just like, it was just an amazing experience. You know what I mean? It was like, here we are, this, like, we can have an 80-piece symphony orchestra play all the Night Ranger songs. And it was just a dream come true for us. It was one of those bucket list things. It all worked out. We recorded it last year in Cleveland, and it was a packed out audience, and it was just an amazing, amazing experience. And wait till people hear it, man. When people hear it like that last track you just played, when people hear it, man, they're going to freak out because it was some of the most killer stuff with the symphony.
And not just hearing it, but seeing it as well. The concert's also available on Blu-ray and DVD and really needs to be seen as well as heard to be completely enjoyed. Because in addition to the band's energy and the big production quality and all the instrumentation you mentioned, the smiles on the faces of these young people in the orchestra behind you is absolutely priceless, man.
I know. It was killer. I mean, I think Access TV, I think, played the entire concert last week or the week before or something like that. And yeah, these kids were so excited about it. And they were so, I mean, think about it, man. Here they are. They get to get up on stage with a rock band. But here's the difference. With us, it was a fine balancing act. You as a musician can understand this. It's a fine balancing act, like we're a rock band. You still want to be a rock band, and the tendency is to just let the symphony overpower your music and to create this thing that really doesn't sound a lot like what your music is, you know what I mean? So, but we wanted to make sure that we weren't playing with a symphony. The symphony playing with us. We still wanted to be the rock band, the kick-ass American rock band that Night Ranger is, but with a symphony. So it was a fine balancing act, but I think we got it right, man. I think the director, the guy Christopher, their musical director, their conductor, their maestro, I think he did a great job, and we threaded that needle very carefully. But on this record, I think people really noticed we threaded that needle because the album still just kicks ass, dude.
It does.
Still, it's just a ballsy rock and roll record. You know what I mean?
Really, really incredible, and I've enjoyed my deep dive into it. Jack, I spoke with Christopher Morin, the music director at Contemporary Youth Orchestra, about the project, the guy who's waving the baton, who did all the musical arrangements. Here's what he had to say.
We had been in communication for a few months, and then when they came, it was a pleasure to meet them. They were all very professional, and they were great with the kids, too. I mean, they got the kids hyped up, and they were... but, you know, it's the first time they're playing with an orchestra, and it's the first time the orchestra is playing with rock legends. So there's that feeling of, like, how's this going to go? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
And it was a couple songs in that the band was like, wow, these kids sound great. And, you know, I don't know if you've had the experience, Ron, of playing with an orchestra, but just sonically, it's a unique experience. It's like, you know, being in a band and having a wall of amps, you feel that sound almost as much as you hear it. And I think the guys in the band were having a similar experience, and that they just felt what it's like to have 85 kids on stage playing those songs. And what was really cool was Jack at one point came up to me and he's like, man, we've been playing these songs forever and this feels fresh and this feels new and yeah. It feels like an additional energy, not a new energy, just more energy. And I think that amplified those guys and got them really excited. And then just over the course of 3 days, everybody on the Night Ranger team was amazing to work with. Their touring team is fantastic. All of those guys are top notch. They have a real family feel in that organization and in that band. And I think that's reflected in how they present themselves on stage during their live shows, but certainly also how they interacted with the students and with me. I mean, now I'm a part of Night Ranger history. I'm happy to be a part of it. And they were all gracious enough to make that a really positive experience.
That's Christopher Morin, the conductor, musical director, and he created all the musical arrangements for the orchestra. Jack, how much time went into rehearsals and how much input did you and the guys have on the arrangements?
Well, we had a lot of, he'd send us ideas and we'd like do comments back to him. And I'll tell you who really helped is our keyboard player, Eric Levy, because Ron, he's the only one that, he talks that music and he's the only one that like reads music. And you know, he's like, you know, we're all like going, it's a D, it's a G, it's an F. And he's like, they need to move the flatted fifth of the third bar of the sixth note to over to the fifth bar of the fourth note and bring it over to a flatted fifth. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? But I mean, Eric was amazing when it came to that. So he was kind of like our liaison with Christopher because they speak the same language and they can understand. And Eric basically interpreted for us. We'd tell him what we wanted and he'd hit it. And I think we rehearsed like when we came to town, maybe 3 days with them before the actual night of the concert. And before that, though, they had worked out all their arrangements and everything like that. And it was really helpful because we'd sent a click track into Christopher's head, the director. Oh, so yeah. he had a click track and Kelly had a click track. So everybody was like on the same, you know, in sync in that way. And that really made a big difference.
Well, fascinating. And you're center stage, and you and the conductor, Christopher, are back-to-back. You're engaged with the audience, but that guy, you know, he's rocking out behind you with his back turned to you. It's a fascinating watch. Once again, I highly encourage everybody to check out the video clips and the Blu-ray, DVD, the music video for the opening song, You Can Still Rock in America, is on YouTube, blowing things up. And a fantastic clip, man. I can tell it's more than just another gig for you guys. The focus gets racked up a notch or two, and then after the first chorus, this aura seems to come over the band, and you settle into the moment and realize how cool this is.
Now that's the way it was, because, you know, we started with You Can Still Rock in America, and it was, so it's all just like checking it out. And there were a couple times when we did a couple of songs and we played it, and I just stopped and wait a minute, let's do that again. And the audience loved it. I mean, it was like they felt like they were involved in something with us. You know, like we were all in it together. And they got even better after we started up again. It was just really, I mean, what an experience, man. It was just an amazing experience for everyone all the way around.
And I can imagine hundreds of people in the audience, a lot of them probably your moms, dads, grandparents, sisters, and brothers of those musicians backing you up. A lot of the moms and dads, probably, undoubtedly, Night Ranger fans, right? And their excitement and energy, man, just explodes throughout the entire performance.
Yeah, the audience was great. I mean, everybody was into it. I mean, the fans were great. I'm sure there were a lot of parents in the audience, and you know what I mean? They should be very proud of their children, because those guys did an amazing job. Amazing job.
Yeah, they did. And I'm going to quote your press release here, because these young people need all the credit that they've earned and deserve. Cleveland's own Contemporary Youth Orchestra, CYO, is made up of 80-plus musicians aged 12 to 18, representing more than 40 schools in Ohio. It fosters students' technical ability and creative growth in both an inspiring and supportive community. They even have their own acronym, CYO. I could see the audience chanting, CYO, Night Ranger and Ron Keel. But we all encourage everyone to visit cyorchestra.org. That's cyorchestra.org. You can see what these amazing young musicians are doing. You can donate to support the orchestra, maybe catch a show if you're anywhere near Ohio. At cyorchestra.org. I'm speaking with Jack Blades, celebrating Night Ranger's 40th anniversary with this live album backed by CYO. And Jack, you realize that in the year 2063, four decades from now, these kids are all going to watch this concert and celebrate 40 years ago, I played in the orchestra backing up Night Ranger.
I never looked at it that. Thanks a lot, Ron, for pointing that out. That'll be great. Yeah, I mean, I never thought of it that way, but yeah, you're probably right. I mean, here I am going, man, it was 40 years ago since, you know, this 40th anniversary of Night Ranger starting out. I mean, how those 40 years went by so quickly, it's just amazing. We're still out there kicking ass and rocking and rolling all over the country and doing it and actually just a blast doing it, too.
You can tell. And Jack Blades, you've done well, my friend. You and the guys in the band have always been super cool to me, and I appreciate the entertainment, the music, the friendship, and I look forward to celebrating the 50th anniversary of Night Ranger with you. Just one more decade, dude.
Come on, one more to go. We only have one more to go. I'll buy that. I'm into it. There you go. Hey, if the Rolling Stones can do it, why can't we? Come on.
I believe. I'm a believer, and your energy has not dissipated or lessened in the 40 years that I've been rocking out with you guys. Jack Blades of Night Ranger on the streets of rock and roll. Enjoy the new album, 40 Years and a Night, with Contemporary Youth Orchestra, and keep rocking in America and all over the world.
Great talking to you, Ron.
For the complete, unedited versions of the interviews you hear on the streets of rock and roll, subscribe to the podcast, RonKeelPodcast.com.
I am the light of the truth, the one who sees right through. I know your every move. I've got my eye on you. Spotlight.
Fozzy taking us down the home stretch with Chris Jericho's latest single, Spotlight. I'm going to turn the spotlight now on a group of friends from Alexandria, Kentucky. The lead guitarist, Rob Tipton, is a longtime buddy of mine, great player, and a proud veteran of the United States Air Force, and a five-year all-access member at patreon.com/Ron Keel. Rob, thank you for your friendship, your support, for sending me a copy of this album. And thanks for your service to our country and your service to rock and roll. The band is called Kickin' Steel. That's K-I-C-K, the letter N, Steel, S-T-E-E-L, Kickin' Steel. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/Kickin' Steel. You know, they know, and I know it's a long road.
Hey, this is George Lynch from Lynch Mob and Dokken. He's the rock and roll outlaw, Ron Keel, the metal cowboy.
classic, Doc. And my tribe at patreon.com/Ron Keel has already heard my recent epic interview with Don discussing his latest and presumably last album, Heaven Comes Down. I'm going to unleash that interview on the streets of rock and roll for you next week, so don't miss that. Well, I played two of the three new RFK Media releases earlier in the show, and I guess we'll give another RFK artist some airplay. This guy really needs the exposure. Warning, metalheads, yes, it's an acoustic ballad. It's also one of the best songs of my career. So let's raise a toast and enjoy The Last Bottle on Earth.
It was good while it lasted. It's still good when it's gone. If you look back on that sundown, you won't see the dawn. So let's live forever, baby, and just keep moving on. Now all that I ask is let's make this last. 'Cause I wanna drink you up like you're the last bottle on earth. And I wanna fill you up with all of my love. And I'm gonna take some time at the end of the line to be. Kill the last bottle on earth. All of our yesterdays led us to where we are now. Tonight and forever is all we're allowed. If we live in the past, we'll die in the past. This is our next best chance. All I guarantee is if you stay with me, I'm gonna drink you up like you're the last bottle on earth. I'm gonna fill your heart with all of my love. And I'm gonna take some time at the end of the line to be the man you deserve. And I'm gonna drink you up like you're the last bottle on earth. You're the last bottle on earth. I'm gonna fill you up with all of my love. And I'm gonna take some time at the end of the line to be the man you deserve. And I'm gonna kill the last bottle on earth. It was good while it lasted.
Thanks for listening to that. My latest single from the upcoming album Keel World. And the album is full of hard and heavy tunes from Ron Keel Band. New Steeler, new Keel, new Iron Horse, new solo stuff. So it's not an acoustic record, But The Last Bottle on Earth is a special tune for me. So thanks again. I hope you like it. Hope you enjoyed this edition of the show as much as I did. Thanks to Jack Blades and the Night Ranger Camp, and to Christopher Morin, the musical director of the Contemporary Youth Orchestra. Until next time, keep it between the lines. It's always a blast, a pleasure, an honor, and a thrill entertaining you. Find me online at ronkeel.com and live the rock, Sheldon!